Yom Aleph, the Parshas Bamidbar, Chof Gimel Iyah, Tov Shem Pei. Last week was like Bo'imah, and as lots of us sang in the Pizma, in the Shea, Ba'yechoi, the second verse goes as follows. Ba'yechoi, Moishav Toiv Yoshavto, Yoim Nasto, Yoim Hashem Borachto, Vim Ori Surim Shomadato, Shom Koniso, Hoitcho, Vadorecho. We refer to the days, to the Tkufa, when Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was there, stuck in the cave, together with his son, Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon. And we refer to that time, to their abode, over there, in the cave, as Moishav Toiv Yoshavto. You sat in such a beautiful place. You found yourself in such a beautiful environment, in such a beautiful surrounding. Moishav Toiv Yoshavto. And the question is obvious. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was stuck over there, hardly had anything to eat. All he had was some carobs, some charuvim, and a maya on a fountain. He wore the same clothes, the weekday clothes, from Shabbos to Shabbos. It was there, torn away, cut up from the rest of the world. And there we refer to it as Moishav Toiv Yoshavto. You were there in such a nice setting. But the teretz is obvious. As we continue to say, B'moris Tzurim Shamadato, and those rocks where you found yourself, you weren't wasting your time, you utilized the time, Shom Kaniso, Hoitcho Vadorecho. It was there where you managed to attain, it was there where you managed to acquire, Hoitcho Vadorecho, this beautiful glory, this beautiful shine, the shine of Torah, that you managed to be Koina. True, he was stuck over there, not the ideal place we wanted to be. But since he managed to utilize that time, since he managed to use it to make himself closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be masig, pick asogas in Torah, in the nigla part of the Torah, in the nista part of the Torah, therefore it's referred to as Moishav Toiv Yoshavto, a setting which had a beautiful impact on him. A beautiful impact on Klal Yisrael, an everlasting effect on Klal Yisrael. That's Moishav Toiv Yoshavto. We find ourselves today in a situation, of course, none of us ideally would like to be in this situation. None of us would like to be in a continuous lockdown for week after week. A lockdown which doesn't enable us to daven betzibah, to learn in the normal bottom bedrashim, to attend the usual shiurim. However, nevertheless, it's a Moishav Toiv Yoshavto. If you use it to make yourself closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you use it as an emtzoi, that through this, your middos are better, the davening is better, the kviyas yetimra Torah is better, you manage to use this time to think over. Usually we're rushed and we don't have an opportunity to think, am I doing the Ratzon Hashem to its best, to its utmost? Am I davening as good as I could? Am I learning as much Iyum as maybe I can, I ought to? But you use this time to review whether we're going in the right direction, whether we're coming B'nai Aliyah the way we ought to, then it's a Moishav Toiv Yoshavto. Of course we wouldn't want to be in this situation, but as Reb Avraham Genachovsky writes in Hagan Asai, it brings down that he was mistapik, he cleared what happens when the Kohen Gadol was Nifta in the Ori Miklot. And as we all know, when the Kohen Gadol was Nifta, all the people who had killed B'shoigig and were stuck there in the Ori Miklot, as soon as the Kohen Gadol was Nifta, they were freed, they could return to the house. And he declares, does one say, Atei v'ameitiv, in such a situation, do you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Kohen Gadol has died, because through that I'm able to go home? Oh no, of course, you're happy that you're able to go home, you're happy that you're a free man again. But you can't make a bracha of Atei v'ameitiv if that's at the expense of another yid. And he says, perhaps he can bring a raya, because the halacha is, if somebody's father is nifter rachmana litzlan, and he gets a nice yerusha, then he makes two brachas. He makes dina emes, the fact that he lost his father, but he makes a bracha, a shechayonu Atei v'ameitiv, on the yerusha that he got. You're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam at the same time as a terrible tragedy took place. So you see that there's good coming out of it. You thank for the good and you thank for the bad. Each one gets its own bracha. However, says the Rambam and Choski, no, perhaps it's not a raya. Because when you're Yerush, when a person inherits his money, he thanks the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for something which is really has no shaykhus to the death of his father. The death of his father was just enabled him to yashin his father's money, but it's nothing which is directly linked to his father's death. However, when the Kohen Gadol dies and all the people in the Aron Mikla go free, it's the death of the Kohen Gadol that causes them to go free. So perhaps it doesn't pass a brocha to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam Atov Amitu V'Shechayonu if it's at the price of a Kohen Gadol having to die. Maybe we can't thank the Ribbono Shel Olam and say thank you Ribbono Shel Olam for putting us in this situation where Rachmana Litzlan, it's caused so much tragedy, so many deaths of the best, mamish, the elite, the cream of the crop, so many Talmid Chachomim, Rashi Yeshivas, Rabbonim, Askonim, Rashi Kehila, Balabatim Chashuvim, the sorrow, the grief to the families is unlimited. Klal Yisrael has received such a makkah shein k'suva b'Torah. We can't say thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, but we would ideally like to find ourselves and be in this situation. No, we can't. But what we can say is it's Moshav Tov Yashavto, if it's something that makes us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if it's something that we're using as a means to improve our davening, to prove our middos, to improve our learning, improve our inner learning, improve our diktik mitzvahs. If we're using this time to make ourselves closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it is, in a certain aspect, to a certain degree, Moshav Tov Yashavto. Usually we're rushed. Usually we haven't got time to think. But now, in these times, when we have got time to think, especially when we're coming towards a Yom Tov, which the whole essence of the Yom Tov is, prepare yourself in advance for this Yom Tov. A Yom Tov that has 7 weeks of counting as a build-up, as an excitement, as a preparation towards the Yom Tov, then this Yom Tov, in the situation we find ourselves in the moment, has to be used, have to use this time to prepare ourselves properly for this Yom Tov. The Maril in Hilchos Pesach, in Hilchos Sefer Soima, brings down that the minig in Magenz was that the Gabba used to gather together all the children, that gather them in, and say Sefer Soima together with them every night. And he goes through how the first night you say Yemecha Leima, the Brocha, and then Yemecha Leima, second week, third week, and he says when you come to the fourth night, the last night, the Gabba would say, the Shamash would say together with the boys, that today is Memtes Yomin, Shem Shiva Shavuos, Ulamachrosa Hu Erev Shavuos. Tomorrow is going to be Erev Shavuos. And the Chok Yaakov brings down this Maril, and he says, L'chayra, the way it's Mashma in the Maril, that the Gabba has to announce that besides for today being day 49, tomorrow is Erev Shavuos. That's Mashma, that the Nusach of the last day of the Sefira is that the Gabba announces, and the Gabba announces and says it's part of the Sefira, and we should also be saying it's part of our Sefira. On the last night, we should say today's day 49, and tomorrow's going to be Erev Shavuos. And the Chok Yaakov says, such an interesting halacha. Why should there be a need to announce that tomorrow's going to be Erev Shavuos? What relevance does it have to the counting of the Sefer Soima? Prima Godman quotes the Chok Yaakov and he says he doesn't really understand. It's taka mashma like that. But why should one have to mention it in the last Sefira that tomorrow's Erev Shavuos? The Shai Tshuva over there in Simitov Beites argues on the Chok Yaakov. He brings down the Chok Yaakov and he argues on him. He says, no, there isn't any need to say that tomorrow is Erev Shavuos. However, the Chok Yaakov, both in his Pirish Chok Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch, and his Shalas Tshuva Sefer, Shavuos Yaakov, he says that the Mashmos of the Maril is that a person has to say clearly on day 49 that tomorrow is Erev Shavuos. And he explains, he says, I don't really know what the reason is, but perhaps the reason is because the halacha is that Shavuos comes after 7 weeks of counting Sefira, 7 complete weeks of counting the Sefira, and Sefira needs Temimus, that each day, each week should be complete. Therefore, the time of Shavuos is only after one finishes the 7 weeks. Day 49 has to be a complete day of counting, and only afterwards, the follow-on is Shavuos. Therefore, the Paskim say one shouldn't be Mekabel Shavuos early, before Nacht, because you want 7 complete weeks of counting of the Sefira. says the Chok Yaakov, perhaps some of the Maril says that one announces the night before, on day 49, that tomorrow is Erev Shavuos, it means to implicate, you should know that tomorrow is Erev Shavuos, and Erev Shavuos also needs 49 complete days, and therefore the coming of Yom Tov, the Kabbalas Yom Tov, should only be after Nacht. That's the purpose of announcing that day 49 is going to be followed by Erev Shavuos, and Erev Shavuos meaning to say that Yom Tov is only at night. However, perhaps one can suggest another Peshat in the Maril. The Sfira, as the Chinuch says, and as other Rishonim say, is a build-up, a preparation towards the Chag HaShavuos, Abo Aleinu L'Teva. It's a build-up where a person every day realizes he's getting closer and closer towards this Moed Yom Tov. He's getting closer and closer towards Kabbalah Satira. And when he prepares himself, and he knows and he realizes that he has to be a Kli Kibbul, he has to be fit to be Mekabel the Torah, only then is he a person who's Mukhshar, who's really enabled himself to be Mekabel the Torah properly. We find ourselves now today, already 5 weeks, 5 weeks and 4 days into the Sfira. And as it gets closer and closer, the numbers are going to go up. Day 40, 41, 42, and day 49 is the day before Erev Shavuos. And the Shavuos has been weeks and weeks of preparation towards this Moed Yom Tov. And have we prepared ourselves the way we ought to? Are we prepared properly for Yom Tov of Shavuos? And that's perhaps what the Gabba announces. The Minigim against which the Maril brings down, that the Gabba announces, today is night, day 49, and tomorrow is Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos meaning that tomorrow night is the Redi Kabbalah Satera. We're almost there. It's Otot. We're holding back Kabbalah Satera. And don't waste the opportunity, prepare yourselves properly in order that you should come into Shavuos prepared and bezoicha through that a proper Kabbalah Satera. Kabbalah Satera needs a preparation. The Sfira is a build-up towards this preparation, towards this Yom Tov, and that's the announcement. It's Erev Shavuos, prepare yourselves properly. Baruch Hashem, we're not there yet. It's not Erev Shavuos, we still have another week and a bit to prepare ourselves properly, but let's use this time to come into Yom Tov properly prepared. Our tefillahs, the same Rebbeinu Bino, when we appreciate that Rebbeinu Shleilam, only if you give us the seichel, then we're able to understand our Torah. We're different to the Umos HaOlam. Look at us, look at Klal Yisrael in the lockdown. More Shi'urim, more Kviyas Yetim La Torah, more Divrei Chizuk, and Umos HaOlam, what are they doing? Ru'u, Ma Ben Bini Leben Chomi, look at the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam. And when we thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam for giving us the Torah, and we use this time to prepare ourselves and imbuing ourselves extra Avos Torah, extra Chasadim, extra Dikta Kamitzis, then we're preparing ourselves properly for the Yom Tov that's coming towards us. There's a Sefer Oyameh, which Remei Shapiro, the Shashiva of Lublin, Chachmei Lublin of Shiva Siachal, wrote, and when they brought out another print, so they came to one of his prime Tamidim, to Rav Vosner, Rav Shmuel Alevi Vosner, and asked him perhaps to write some of his memoirs, where he remembered in his youth having learnt under the guidance of his Moedik Rosh Yeshiva, Remei Shapira. One of the things he said over there is very, very nagia to us now. He said that in the last few days, the last Yom Tov, where Remei Shapiro said then to meet in Yeshiva's Yachal, we were also close to him. He showered upon us such love, such ava satira, such a dogma. But in the last sukkahs of his life, he had all of a sudden a moedik desire that the next Yom Tov, Pesach, is going to spend in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to go to Eretz Yisrael and Alad Maskeidesh in the land, Asheini Hashem Lekecha Bo. He wants to spend the Yom Tov in Paltun Shemelech, in the palace of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and wants to be Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. But he said, how can I go to Eretz Yisrael? I'm prepared. I can't just come and arrive there in Eretz Yisrael as a stranger. I have to come there properly prepared. I have to feel, I have some shaykhs with the Ribbono Shel Olam's land. And he said, after Sukkos, he told a few Tamidim, every day from 4 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have a kviyas from 4 till Shachris, learn and go through Seder Zeroyim. Zeroyim, which talks about Trumas HaMaisres, the Dinim of Eretz Yisrael. In order to come to Eretz Yisrael properly prepared, I want to have a good grip on Seder Zeroyim. And Rav Vosner says that he was one of these chosen Talmidim. He learned together with his Grace Rebbe, 4 o'clock over there in the Beis Medrash, they started to learn through Seder Zerim. Leider, Rav Meir Shapira didn't live much longer after that. It was already Nifta, on Dalet, Hei Cheshvan, Tofrish, Sadi Dalet, 1934. But in that short Kufa, from Matzah Yom Kippur till the day it was Nifta, they managed to go through from the beginning of Zerim till in the middle of Peah, says Rav Ozna, together with the Rash and the Peah Sharambam over there on the side of the Mishnais. Why? Because you're coming towards, going to Eretz Yisrael, you felt the only way you can have proper shaychus and attachment to the land of the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you know the halachos properly. We're coming towards this Moed HaYom Tov, the Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, but we want to have an attachment to the Yom Tov. We want to feel we're b'nei bayis, we're not strangers over there. We've enabled it ourselves in order to get the Hashpah of the Yom Tov. It's only if we prepare ourselves properly. If we prepare ourselves properly, the Chag HaShavuos, don't leave it to the last minute, Erev Shavuos, to the announcement that tomorrow is going to be Erev Shavuos. But already now we prepare ourselves. Now we know Yom Tov's coming, and now we know that Yom Tov's on its way, and we prepare ourselves, and extra learning, extra limud HaTorah, then we're in the right mode, in Mitzvah Shem, to have a proper Kabbalah HaTorah. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yisrael, said that he heard from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said, it says by Shabbos, somebody who's Mechaloloi, Shem Shabbos Kadosh, Mechaloloi, and it's not Mechalol Shabbos. It's not Mechalol Shabbos, it gives it its right honor and its right covered. Said the Chofetz Chaim, Mechaloloi doesn't mean that you're just not Mechalol Shabbos. Mechalol Shabbos means every person, according to his Madrega, how much he can be Mechabed Shabbos, that's how much is expected of him to be Mechabed the Shabbos. A layman who doesn't understand much, so just by not planning on Shabbos, that's the way he's not Mechalol Shabbos. But a person that has more asogas, a person that's able to understand better what the Ben Shalom expects from us, a person who's able to understand that Kedusha Shabbos means that Mepravat HaShabbos, like it's not as if it's staff design, the tefillahs aren't the same tefillahs that we daven in the week. The connection that Yid has to the Ribbono Shel Olam Shabbos is a much stronger connection than the connection he has in the week. Then from him is expected that he should use his Shabbos in a way that's Mechaloloi, means he's not Mechalolit, and he uses it to bring upon himself this extra Kedusha. Mechaloloi is measured, every person, he doesn't disgrace the Shabbos, means every person according Kafir Mashu, according to his Madrega. And if it's a person who can have extra Kedusha, an extra attachment, an extra Limud HaTorah, an extra Kedusha on Shabbos, then that's what's expected from him. And anything less than that, said the Chofetz Chaim, is considered that he's Mechalel the Shabbos. Shavuos, the Matan Torah, if a person doesn't come in prepared properly to the Yom Tov, then he's a person who hasn't been Mechabed the Yom Tov properly. To a certain degree, he's disgraced the Yom Tov. Matan Torah with the Ben Yishrim says, you are my Am HaNivcha, and I've given you the Torah, and feel close and appreciate it. So if I have to come into the Yom Tov prepared to realize and appreciate what the Ben Yishrim has given us, come and prepare to the Yom Tov with the Dikta Tam Mitzvahs, with the Avos HaTorah, and then be able to be Zeicher to the Hashpah of the Yom Tov. Rav Hirsch Breuder, who was one of the Tzadikim from Kelm, whose later years spent living in Yerushalayim, used to learn Musa and the Beis Medrash, and they would hear him sing over there, the Pasuk in Keheles, Zechoi Yes Beirecho B'mei Bachur Yisecho. Remember the Ribbono Shel Olam in your younger years, in your Bochur Shayon, in your youth. And they went up to him and they asked him, Rebbe, Reb Hirsch, Reb Shel Al Tayid, you're not such a young person anymore. What do you mean remember the Ribbono Shel Olam in your young years? Those years have already long gone by. You're already an alter mensch. And he said, no, every day compared to the day before, and the day to come, the day where I am at present is a bocha. The day before I was even a younger bocha, and maybe older than I was the day before, but compared to tomorrow I'm still a bocha. A bocha means I'm at a stage where I'm able to steig more in my avos HaTorah, in my diktika mitzvahs, and I'm zechoyes b'recho b'mei bachur yisecho. In your younger years, in your youth, means whenever you have your koyach, use the koyach that you have today, which is the beginning of a bocha compared to tomorrow. Use those koyachs to the best. Let's use Yimei Bechur Esecho, our days over here, days of preparation, days of allowing ourselves to come to the Yom Tov, the Chas HaShalom shouldn't be Mechaloloi, not Faket, it should be a Yom Tov which is Mechubedike Yom Tov, a Yom Tov which is not having to wait till Erev Shavuos, that the Gabbai to announce that tomorrow is going to be Erev Shavuos. Now we're ready to utilize this time to imbue on ourselves, as I was telling you, Shamayim, to become prepared to the Yom Tov in the right way. Just two short Divrei Halacha, which are negiah to the Matzav, which we find ourselves in at the moment. One Halacha, which I'm not Chas Hashem coming to criticize or to question, it's a Mori de Kazakh, all these phone calls and texts that one gets about the Tehillims and Yom Kippur Katan and all these tefillahs that a person should do in order that Cholim should have a Refuah Shleima, and everybody at the same time should call to this number and join into this tefillah. Of course, it's a Gevaldig Gezach, and the tefillahs wouldn't look the same if every individual would just be saying it at home in his private house. But the Shaila is, has it got a Maila of tefillah B'tzibba? Has it got a Maila of a tefillahs Rabba? Tefillahs Sibba, Sikha doesn't have, but as we know, the Gemara says in Brachas, that Rabbi Yitzchok said to Rav Nachman, why didn't you come to the Beis Hamedrash for davening? He said, I wasn't able to. So he told him, you weren't able to. Why didn't you get someone to daven in your house, make a minyan known? He said, I wasn't up to it. But he said, you know what? At least I davened at the same time as there was davening taking place in the shul. When the tzibur were davening in the Beis Hamedrash, I davened at home. And Vanis v'losi l'cho Hashem eis rotzen means to say, Vanis v'losi l'cho Hashem eis rotzen. The time to daven is when it's an eis rotzen. When is it eis rotzen? When the tzibur is davening in the Beis Hamedrash. If the tzibur is davening, then a person that creates eis rotzen, a person davening at the same time, can tune in to the eis rotzen from the tefillah that's taking place in the Beis Hamedrash. Similarly, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in Daftal Adamud Beis, that a person shouldn't daven in Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours of the morning, because the first 3 hours of the morning is a time but still not an Eis Ratzon, but on Rosh Hashanah. But if there's a tzibah davening, even if you daven at home, by davening at home at the time when the tzibah is davening, then you join in, you become part of the tzibah. And the Eis Ratzon, the Nachas Ruach that is the Ribbono Shleilam from the tzibah, even if you're not part of the tzibah, you become part of it. But that we only know in Chazal, if there's a minyan davening in a Beis Hamedrash, that minyan create extra Ashras HaShchinah, an extra Eis Ratzon, even me from far apart, but davening at home at the same time as there is a tzibah davening, I can tune in and become part of that Eis Ratzon. However, l'chora, that is only when there's a tzibah davening. There's a tefillah b'tzibah somewhere, which is creating that Eis Ratzon. Me from far, by joining in, can become part of that Eis Ratzon. But if there is no tzibah, just loads and loads of yechidim, loads of individuals, all over, spread out, each one in their own house, davening at the same time, that doesn't create a Eis Ratzon. That doesn't create a Tefillas Rabbim. It's a very nice thing, it's a nice machshava, but the Tefillas Rabbim, the mile of a Tefillas Rabbim, is l'chori only when there is a tzibah in one place, and other people join into that tzibah. Food for thought, other rabbi, if somebody has any rives, I'd love to hear back. But that's the Shaila L'Chaira. It's, of course, a big Maila to make all these Tehillims, but the special Maila the Chazal say of a Tefillas Rabbim that creates an extra Eis Ratzon is L'Chaira only there in the Shul, which Mitzvah Hashem will be Zeichah B'Korav to again, to go back to davening in a Shul. That's one point. Another point is an Halacha, not so well known. However, I know a few people are using this time to learn by themselves in the Beis Hamedrash. It's hard to learn at home. Children making noise in the background. You don't have the same menuchas and nefesh. And if the shuls are all closed, unfortunately, so if you have shaykhus with a gabbo, or you know somebody who has a key for the shul, you think to yourself, why not go inside the shul? I'll go and learn over there. It's a quiet place. I'll lock the door behind me. I'm not going to endanger anybody else. And like this, I'll be able to learn with menuchas and nefesh. However, one needs to know that the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Tav Samach Amud Beis, Deve Be'i, Al Yikonis Shom Yochit. A Yochit shouldn't go into the Beis Hamedrash. Malach Hamoves Mafgit Shom Kelov. The Malach Hamoves deposits his Kelim in the Beis Hamedrash. But the Shittim Mekbetzes explains he doesn't want to take all his Kelim with him wherever he goes. The Kelim, some of them he leaves behind in the Beis Hamedrash. And that endangers a person who goes into the Beis Hamedrash. The Chas HaShalom can be affected by the Kelim of the Malach Hamoves. And Rashbash says the reason why the Malach Hamoves leaves his Kelim Beis Hamedrash is because it's a punishment. Why is the Beis Hamedrash not being learnt in? Why is there no minyanim taking place in the Beis Hamedrash? And even though it's talking about at the time of Magefa, and people aren't able to go to the shul because it's a danger to go to the shul, but the reason why the Magefa comes is because we did Averis. And therefore our Averis are the cause that we're not able to daven in the shul. And because it's consider the Kitrig and Klal Yisrael that we're not able to daven in the shul, therefore the Malach HaMavis is upset that we're not davening in the shul, and he puts his kelim in the Beis HaMedrash. And therefore a yochid going to the shul at that time is a matzav of a sakana. And the Rivosh says, but it doesn't mean that two people or three people can go into the Beis HaMedrash. It means kol zaman there's no tzibur, there's no time people are going in together, a tefillah, a tzibur going in over there, then it's a matzav of a sakana. And even though the Gemara says over there in Tanis that it's only considered a magefa when more numbers, higher numbers of people are dying, nevertheless the Ritva says it's only in order to establish that it's a confirmed case of a magefa. But if you know definitely it's a magefa, even if only a few people are nifta because of the machla, it's considered a magefa and it's a danger therefore to go into the shul. Therefore, lebasi ela le'ere, a person should be careful by learning in the shul, in private shuls. According to the Gemara, this tkufa is a time of a sakona to go into a shul. And I confirmed it, I got a cousin of mine who asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky and he said yes, even though it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a din in the Gemara, and a person has to be careful in this time not to learn in shuls which are closed and unfortunately don't have any minyanim or tefillahs or learning or kol haTorah taking place over there. Therefore the two halachas, number one, be careful not to learn in a private shul, and number two, a ha'ora, whether or not it's eis rotzen to learn when to daven at a time when lots of yechidim are davening. To be goyim ben ha'psicha, let's use this opportunity as a build up to Chag HaShavuos, Abo'aleinu L'Toivo, use our tefillahs well, do our varabas well, do our tikduka mitzvahs well, and mitzvah Hashem will be zeicha to a true Kabbalah Satira, and mitzvah Hashem, and be able to return every person to the tefillahs, to the Bata Midrashim, to the normal kolelim and yeshivas, the normal shiurim, the normal seida hayoyim, and mitzvah Hashem be zeicha soon to return to Shleim HaKodesh, Pevias Gil Tzedek, Mehev Yomeinu.